我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
上礼拜二我们稍微提了一下。
Last Tuesday, we lightly touched upon.
我们特别指出一个问题来。
And we pointed out one issue.
那就是好像在历代志里边是很着重属灵上的事实和神在属他的人中间的所做的安排。
It seems like in the Chronicles, the focus is in the spiritual facts and the arrangement God has for those who belong to Him.
当然我们弟兄姊妹一定会记得，因为历代志就是神做工的意志。
And brothers, we remember the Chronicles are the books to record the journals of God's work.
是记录神做工的那个事情。
It's to record God's work.
那因此我们很容易就看到。
So very easily we can see.
那个主题不是在那个事情的过程。
The main theme is not the process of the matters.
而是在神怎么看那件事。
But it's how God looked at the things, the matters.
那么所以我们上礼拜特别提了一件事情。
So last week we made special mention of one thing.
那在以色列人中间的服事。
The service among the Israelites.
我说的是那个属灵的服事。
I'm talking about the spiritual service.
整个的安排是根据大卫。
The whole arrangement is based on David.
怎么会是这样？
And how could that be?
如果大卫所安排的是行政上的次序。
If what David arranges on administration or the order of administration.
那这个我们容易明白。
Then we could understand it easily.
因为他是王。
Because he's a king.
所以行政的事情当然是他要管。
So he has to manage all the administration.
但现在呢是属灵的事。
But now it's spiritual matters.
是在神面前侍奉神的事。
It's a service before the Lord.
怎么也是大卫来安排的。
And how come it's also arranged by David?
那这个我们如果不去碰他，我们觉得这个没什么大问题。
If we don't have to look into it, we think that it's not a big matter.
但是你要去碰它的时候，
But if we look into it,
你马上就发觉有一些心思上的难处。
Immediately you come across some difficulties.
那弟兄姊妹，尤其是我们来到新约的时候，
Brothers, especially when we come into the New Testament,
而我们很显然地听见主说，
Very clearly we hear the Lord say,
该杀的物归给该杀。
Those who belong to Caesar that should go back to Caesar.
神的物当归给神。
And what belongs to God should go back to God.
那很明显的给我们指出，政治和教和教会是毫无牵连的关系的。
And very clearly, we can see that there's no.relationship whatsoever between politics and
religion. 教会也不要去干预政治。
The church should not interfere with the politics.
政治也不该插手到教会。
And politics should not interfere with the church.
那这个是主是非常明显给我们说过的。
And this is said by the Lord very clearly.
教会可以顺服掌权的。
That the church can submit to those who are.
但是这个顺服只是说一般做。公民做人民的那一个内容。
But the submission is only based on being a citizen or common people.
而不是说属灵的事情要让政治的权力来干预。
But it doesn't mean that spiritual matters should be interviewed by political powers.
但是我们看到历代志的时候。
But when we look at the books of the Chronicles.
其实不单是历代志。
And it's not only the Chronicles.
如果我们看到历代志，我就特别提到历代志。
But because we're reading this book, we make special mention of it.
你看到整个属灵的安排。
The whole spiritual arrangement.
完全是根据大卫的定义。
It's completely according to David's will.
那这是不是政治和那个姑且笼统的来说和宗教是可以连在一起的。
So does that mean politics and or we can say religion, can they be mixed in one?
但是你看旧约的时候。
But when you look at the Old Testament,
你又看到有一些的事实。
And you can see some other matters.
如果君王要去干预侍奉敬拜神的事。
If the king wanted to interview with those matters about worshiping the Lord,
那个做君王的就倒霉了。
But the king would have a bad ending.
那很明显的一个就是乌西亚王。
Very clearly, this King Uzziah.
乌西亚王要到圣殿里面去烧香。
King Uzziah, he wished to go into the temple to burn incense.
他以为说你们祭司去烧香。我做王的当然也可以去烧香嘛。
He thought that the priest can burn the incense, so me as a king, I can burn the incense too.
等到他要勉强进到圣殿里面去烧香。
So he went into the temple to burn the incense.
结果他就长了大麻风出来。
But as a result, he got leprosy.
那我们看到这些事情又好像是不能接受这个政治与神的事物连在一起。
So when we see these matters, we feel that we cannot have politics and the matters concerning God to be mixed together.
但是明明在历代志里头，你看到从十五章开始。
But in the book of First Chronicles, starting from chapter 15 and chapter 16.
然后在靠近快末了的历代志上。
And then toward the end of First Chronicles.
整个祭司和利未人的服事完全是根据大卫的安排。
The whole service of the priests and the Levites is completely based on David's arrangement.
还有一件事情。
Also, that's another matter.
那是到接上去我们也许今天晚上我们看不到，但是接上去我们要看的就是大卫起义。要为神建造圣殿。
That was another matter which we may not be covering this evening, but which is about David wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
而神不要他建造。
That the Lord did not want him to build a temple.
但是他还是整个的心摆在这个建造的上面。
But he puts forth his whole heart in the building of the temple.
如果一碰到那个圣殿的建造。
So when we come upon the building of the temple.
因为这边你就看到一个更不简单的事情。
And brothers and sisters, you see this matter, that's not simple.
连圣殿的图样。
Even the blueprint of the temple.
圣殿里头所有的物件的图样。
And all the blueprints of all the objects in the temple.
完全是大卫在那里定规下来的。
It's all determined by David.
那是不是我们看到整个历代志上里头大部分的记载都是记载大卫在那里安排侍奉敬拜神的事物，在那里啊安排啊建造圣殿的一切。
So in most of the chronicles, we can see it's a recording of David, his arrangement of the service and worship of the Lord, and all the matters of the temple.
如果我们只是把当作哦历史就是这样过来。
But if we say that this is only history,
你什么难处都没有。
And you would not have any difficulty.
但等到你一看到。整个的安排为什么是在一个王的手中出来？
But when you see that, how come the whole arrangement is from the hand of the king?
这不是和圣经里头神给我们所看到的一些生活的这个大原则很不能调和吗？
Isn't it in contradiction with the big principles given by God?
我想我们就趁着这个机会要带出一个很严肃的属灵的事实来。
So we'll take this opportunity to bring forth a serious spiritual matter here.
其实我们如果会引起这样的想法，
If we have this thought,
固然是因着我们的主是有这样的话说过。
It's because our Lord has said such words.
但是恐怕影响我们的心思的呢还不是主说的那些话叫我们那么严格的来看这一点。
But it may not be the Lord's words that cause us to have this difficulty in our hearts.
而是在乎我们对弥赛亚或者说对基督的他的执事上的认识而带来的影响是比较多一点。
Well, it could be the effect of the ministry of the Messiah of the Lord that affect us.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道的。
And brothers and sisters, we all know this.
一说到弥赛亚
when we talk about the Messiah.
那好像是旧约的时候，以色列人他们所盼望的那一位神来给他们中间显明的拯救。
It's like the one that is for the Israelites in the Old Testament, that the Savior given by God.
如果在新约的教会来说呢?
But in the Church of the New Testament,
就好像是我们在那里仰望神的儿子的显现。
It's the revelation of the Son of God.
那因此当我们一提到基督也好，弥赛亚也好。
So whether we mention the Christ or the Messiah,
我们常常特别提。
We always make special mention of this.
他的执事在人的中间就分成三个部分。
That his ministry among men is divided into three parts.
那就是先知、祭司和君王。
Which is the prophet, the priest, and the king.
这三个执事都是在那里显明基督的所赐的。
And all these three ministry is to show forth who Christ is.
如果站在旧约来说，就是弥赛亚的所赐的。
And for the, in the Old Testament's term, is the, who the Messiah is.
那因此我们很自然的就说这三个执事他们都是各自独立的。
So very naturally we say that these three ministries, they are individuals, they are
都平行在那里的。
And they go along with each other, they're parallel.
你做君王的就不能做祭司和先知。
So when you,
不能把三个都集中在一个人的身上的。
You cannot have all three ministries focusing on one person.
你要是做君王，你不能做祭司。
If you are a king, you cannot be the priest.
你可以同时做一点先知的服侍。
You can have some service of
as of the prophet. 但是你不可能把祭司那个这个服侍也拿过来。
But you cannot also take the ministry of a priest.
如果你是做祭司的。
And if you are a priest.
你根本就不可能考虑你可以去做君王。
Then you cannot even consider to become a king.
也许你能有一点先知的服侍。
Maybe you can have some kind of service of a prophet. 但是
无论如何不可能三个执事都集中在一个人的身上。
But no matter what, these three ministries cannot focus on one person.
做先知的也是如此。
It's the same for a prophet.
那因此我们就常常就很自然的会有一个想法。
So oftentimes we have this thinking.
这三个执事他们都是在那里发表神的儿子。
And these three ministries are all there to express the Son of God.
所以他们这三个执事的彼此之间呢，没有谁比谁高的问题。
So among these three ministries, none is higher than the other.
这个领会一点都没有错。
So this understanding is absolutely correct.
是，这三个执事如果说在旧约也好，在新约也好，一提到基督的三个执事，那的确是给我们看见三个是彼此互不干扰的执事。
So whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament, we can see these three ministry of the Lord, they do not interfere with each other.
但却是彼此配合的。
But they work accordingly.
那既然不干扰而配合。
So if they do not interfere with each other and work accordingly,
那所以他们在属灵的分工上就是非常明显的各自的范围。
So in the spiritual division of labor, they have their own areas.
那这样的一个想法，就让我们留意到大卫来安排圣殿里头一切的服事和措施。
So with this thought that we can understand how David is arranging all the matters in the temple.
就好像有点很特别的事情在那里。
And that's something very special here.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
如果我们能接触到这个点。
If we can touch upon this point.
那的确是给我们一个很大的属灵的祝福在其中。
And that would be a great spiritual blessing for us.
不错，如果你从弥赛亚的知识上面来说，祭司、先知、君王，他们是分工的。
If we look at the ministry of the Messiah, we can see that the ministry of the priest, the king, and the prophet, They are divided.
但是若是我们回到那个属灵的实际里面去的时候
But if you look at the spiritual reality,
或者说回到那个属灵的事实的那个原来的光景的时候
Or if you look at the original facts of the spiritual facts,
弟兄姊妹你就很清楚的能了解一点
Then brothers and sisters, you can understand this very clearly.
至师的服事可以停止
That the ministry of the priest can stop.
先知的执事可以停止
And the ministry of the prophet can end.
君王的执事是永不停止
But the ministry of the king will never end.
有点像现在所存的有信有望有爱其中最大的是爱的那一个说法
It's very similar to that saying of now what's left is faith, hope and love.And what's left is love.
为什么最大是爱呢?
What's the greatest is love? Why is
that? 因为信心有停止的一天。
Because faith that one day it would end.
当那一日我们与主面对面的时候就不需要信心了。
So on the day we meet our Lord face to face, we would no longer need faith.
那个时候是信心成了眼见了。
So at that time, faith would become something that's seen.
那信心就可以停止了。
So faith can stop.
盼望呢?
What about hope?
当你与主面对面的时候
When you see the Lord face to face,
你还需要盼望吗?
Do you still need hope?
不需要。
No longer we
need hope. 因为你已经看见了。
Because you already
see it. 你已经得着了。
That you already gained.
你已经完全享用了。
And you already enjoyed it.
所以盼望也就很圆满的来完成了他所要做的那一份了。
So hope at that point would be completed.
但是爱呢?
But for love?
弟兄姊妹们不管时间是怎么的继续往前
For love, no matter how the time goes on,
事情是怎么的在那里结束或是还继续在往前
No matter when matters still go on or stop,
这一个它永不停止
This will never end.
那我们看到那一件事情
And when we see this matter,
回过头来再看弥赛亚所表达的三个执事
And when we come back to look at the three ministries of the Messiah
我们也看到同样的情形
And we'll see the same condition
等到有一天
Until one day
祭司的工作就不需要再存留了
The work of the priest will no longer be needed
其实如果从做预表在这个角度来看祭司的话
If we look at the priest as a foreshadow or type
当我们的主完成救赎的工作的时候
When our Lord finished the work of salvation
祭司的工作不就是停止了吗
Isn't the work of the priest end?
希伯来书说我们的主是在永远的灵的里头只一次的献上自己就完成了那个献祭所要的那个目的。
That in the book of Hebrews it says that our Lord in the everlasting spirit that he sacrificed himself once.
我们的主一次在那里献上自己就已经把献祭的那个目标完成了。
That our Lord sacrificed himself once that fulfilled the requirement of the sacrifice.
就不需要每年每年都要这样来献祭。
So that he no longer needs to sacrifice every year.
也不需要每天每天去献祭。
And then he doesn't need to sacrifice every day.
这个是从预表上面来说的。
And this is according to the foreshadowing.
如果我们是在预表上面来看这个弥赛亚的知识。
And if we look at this,The ministry of the Messiah, according to this foreshadowing,
祭司的执事会停止。
That the ministry of the priest will end.
先知的执事呢?
What about the ministry of the prophet?
同样的也是。
In the same token,
当我们已经很明显的认识了主。
If we already know the Lord very clearly,
那就不再需要先知的知识了。
Then we will no longer need the ministry of the prophet.
因为主的话也已经启示完成了。
Because the revelation of the Lord's word is completed.
圣灵也亲自住到我们里面来。
The Holy Spirit dwells in our heart.
里面有圣灵的带领。
that we have the leading of the Holy Spirit inside.
外面有神的话语的照明。
And outwardly we have the words of the Lord.
先知所有的工作都在我们的主复活升天差遣圣灵来以后，也可以说是结束了。
And all the works of the prophet has ended when our Lord is ascended to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit down here.
但是君王呢？
But what about the king?
弟兄姊妹，我们很清楚地看见。
My sisters, we can see it very clearly.
一直到现在。
Until today.
君王的这样的一个知识仍然是在那里进行着。
The ministry of the king continues.
不单是在那里进行，而是在那里越过越显明。
Not only does it continue, but it becomes more clear every day.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有想到
？Brothers and sisters, have we thought about this?
这一个事实是根据一件什么事来的呢
？What is this fact based on？
当然，如果亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园里头没有堕落的话。
If Adam and Eve did not fall in the Garden of Eden,
而这一个事实在当年就已经显明了。
Then this fact would have been manifested in at that time.
我们常常都提到那件事。
We often mention this matter.
人的被造是照着神的形象和样式。
The creation of man is according to God's form and image.
并且从神那里接受权柄来替神显明在地的管理。
Also, they received authority from God to manage the world.
这是很清楚的。
And this is very clear.
主的形象，神的形象。
The image of God.
神的权柄。
That His authority.
这两个事情合起来。
And these two adding together.
是表达一个什么事实呢
？And what fact does it manifest?
那不就是一个王的事实吗
？Isn't it for the king?
弟兄姊妹，我们看到这件事情。
And brothers, is when we see this.
所以，如果从神的心思上面来看
，So if we look at it from the heart of God,
人的被造原来就是为着显明神的儿子，或者是神的自己，他是在万有之上做元首的。
So the creation of man originally is to manifest the Son of God, or God Himself is above all.
那因此，神一切的工作，对我们今天人来说，是要把我们恢复回到神借着起初的目的。
So all the works of God on us is to bring us back to this original will.
这是我们弟兄姊妹们比较熟悉一点的。
Which is very familiar of the brothers and sisters.
但是我们必须要肯定一件事情。
But we have to make sure of this.
这一个事实乃是说出整个的万有。那个起源和那一个权柄就是神的自己。
Which is to say the authority and the origin of all is God himself.
那因着人撒旦的堕落和人的堕落以致神要做许许多多的工作来把这一个事实重新确定下来也显明出来。
That God has to reconfirm this fact because of the fallen of Satan and man.
那因此当我们看到大卫在那里为着整个属灵的服事来做安排的时候。
So when we see David was there to arrange all those things for spiritual matters.
弟兄姊妹，你必须要看到一件事。
But sisters, you have to see this.
大卫不是站在以君王这样的一个弥赛亚的那个执事的那个点上来做这一个
the David,
安排。
David is not standing on the point of the ministry of a king to make all these arrangements.
不错，他当时是君王。
It's correct that he was the king at that time.
但弟兄姊妹，你必须看到一件事情。
But brothers and sisters, you have to see
this. 他不是因为他是君王，所以他就做这样的一个定义和安排。
It's not because he was the king that he has determined all this and arranged all these.
我们必须要看清楚。
We have to see very clearly.
大卫所做的这一切，他的根据在哪里？
All these that are done by David, what was his basis?
他来安排这一切。
He arranged all these.
他的根据在哪里？
What did he base on?
大卫要为神来盖一个殿，把殿里面所有的事物的 那个样式是根据他来决定。
So David wanted to build a temple for God, and all those things in the temple is based on what David determined.
但是他的根据在哪里？
But what was his basis?
弟兄姊妹，这个是才是我们要去追寻的。
Versus, this is what we need to seek after.
如果大卫他做这样的许许多多的事情是没有根据，只是根据他自己。
If David doing all these things is only based on himself.
那这个如果这个事情能给接受的话，那就是因为他是站在君王的地位来表达弥赛亚的知识。
If all this can be accepted, that he was standing on the ground of a king to express the ministry of the Messiah.
但是我们刚才已经提过了。
But we have already mentioned.
如果纯粹是站在做君王的这一个事实的里头。
If he's only standing in the position of being a king.
他不应该，也没有条件去制定所有与神中间的有关的事物。
That he should not and did not have the condition to determine all those things that has to do with God.
他可以在那里表明基督是君王。
He can express that Christ is the king.
但是他不可能有权柄去制定侍奉敬拜神的事物。
But he do not have the authority to determine all those things about the worshipping of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这些是我们必须要很清楚的看见。
These are the things that we need to look at very clearly.
那是为什么要提这个事情出来？
So why do we have to mention this?
弟兄姊妹，你记得。
Francis, you remember this.
因为这个是关乎神自己的权柄的问题。
Because it has to do with the authority of God.
这个是关乎一切是根据神自己的问题。
It has to do with all is based on God himself.
如果我们没有抓牢这一个点，
we don't have a good grasp of it.
任何一个有权势的人，他说我有权柄，我做这个事情，你们都要跟随。
And all the people who are in power, they can say, I have the authority to do this. You have to be submissive to me.
但是神的话没有给我们看到有这样的事实。
But the words of God did not let us see all this.
在大卫的事上没有给我们看到这个事实。
In the matters of David, we did not see this.
在大卫以前。
And before David,
那当然能非常明显表达这样的一个光景的，那就是摩西了。
Very clearly to express this condition is Moses.
那弟兄们，你也可以看见。
And verses you can see.
摩西在以色列人里边所带给他们的律法。
Then Moses among the Israelites, he gave them the law.
里面也是包括了人在神面前该怎么活。
It includes how men should live before God.
特别是在侍奉敬拜的事上面。
Especially about the matters of worshipping and serving.
律法的里头，我们不能忽略有一个部分，那就是整卷的利未记。
Among the laws is something we should not neglect, which is the whole book of Deuteronomy. Leviticus.
那利未记呢？几乎可以说是完全说到人在神面前怎么活。
The whole book of Leviticus is to say how men should live before God.
包括生活的态度。
Including the attitude of living.
包括侍奉敬拜的安排和条件。
The arrangement and the conditions to serve and to worship.
那你说摩西他自己把这些个东西交给以色列人。
And you say that Moses gave all these to the Israelites.
是不是这样呢？
Is it like this?
如果你要是看那个事情的表面，是。
If you just look at the surface, it's like this.
所以他们称说这个摩西的律法。
So they said these are the Mosaic laws.
但是你看到那个历史的真相的时候。
But if you look at the fact of the history.
你就看到不是。
Then you see that's not the case.
因为不是摩西在那里说他自己的话。
Because it's not Moses there to speak his own words.
事实上是摩西在神的面前，从神的口中，从神的手里，把神要给百姓的各样的管理、教导、引领，交给摩西。
But it's Moses receiving from the Lord's mouth and his hands to give the people of Israelites about God's leading and His management.
然后是摩西把神的那个心意带到以色列的百姓的当中。
And then Moses brought God's heart among the Israelites.
不从从表面上来看是摩西制定的。
So on the surface, it's like it's arranged by Moses.
但实际上面不是这样。
But in fact, it's not the case.
实际上面是神自己。在那里定位的。
In fact, it's determined by God.
如果你看十条诫命，那就更清楚。
And if you look at the Ten Commandments, it's very clear.
不管是头一开头的那两块，或者是后来在补做的那两块。
Not only is the original two tablets or the later two that are made up.
你都看到是神亲自用指头写上去的。
You can see it's written by God's finger.
所以不是出于摩西。
So it's not from Moses.
是神自己是源头。
It's that God is the origin.
交托给摩西。
And he commissioned it to
Moses. 摩西就带到百姓的中间。
And Moses brought them to
the people. 现在大卫的事情也是一样。
So here, the matter of David is the same.
我们留意。
We pay attention to this.
当大卫要为神来，大卫在以色列人中间做了这许许多多侍奉敬拜神的安排。
When David has made such arrangements among the Israelites about service and worshiping,
又在以色列人中间发起要建造神的殿
，and that among the people that he initiated to build the temple of the Lord,
然后又把神的殿呢各种各样的样式都已经定规了下来
，and that he has determined all the designs of the temple.
那弟兄姊妹们
，friends sisters，
你说是大卫自己想出来的吗
？You say is it thought of by David himself？
我们请翻到二十八章。
Let's turn to chapter 28。
我们就看到一个很清楚的一件事情。
And we can see one matter very clearly。
大卫的下半生，可以说他最重的一个神给他的托付。
The later half of David's life, a very great commission of God.
乃是预备建造圣殿。
Is the preparing of the building of the temple.
那怎么来预备建造圣殿
？And how did he prepare to build the temple?
当我们看到下边的时候，我们看到他怎么来。选择到那个地点，又怎么样的预备了一些材料
？And when we continue to work on, to read on, we can see how he picked the location and how he prepared for all the materials.
但是这些都不是最主要的。
But all these are not the focus.
最主要的是什么
？What is the most important thing?
最主要的是。
Most importantly, it is.
圣殿的样式。
The temple, the plans of the temple.
正如摩西建造会幕的时候。
Just like Moses.Building the tabernacle.
那个会幕的样式是怎么来的
？The pattern of the tabernacle, where did it come from?
那会幕里头所有的事物是怎么定规的
？And all the matters about the temple, how were they decided?
那我们看摩西建造会幕也好，大卫预备建造圣殿也好
，Whether it's Moses building the tabernacle or David preparing to build the temple,
都是同在一个原则里。
It's all under the same principle.
那个原则是什么
？And what is this principle?
因为什么你翻到二十八章的时候你就看到了
But this is when you look at chapter 28 you will see
先看十二节
Let's read verse 12
又将被灵感动所得的样式
He gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind
那大卫对所罗门说将来你建造殿的时候你要照着这个图样
That David said to his son Solomon in the future when you build a temple you have to build according to this
这个图样大卫就告诉所罗门是神的灵感动我
And these plans are given by the Spirit of the Lord
还不止这
And not only this
我们再看十九节
Let's read verse 19
就说得更具体了
And it's very concrete here
大卫说这一切工作的样式都是耶和华用手活出来使我明白的。
All this, David said, I have in writing from the hand of the Lord upon me, and he gave me understanding in all the details of the plan.
那弟兄姊妹不单是一个灵圣灵的感动。
Not only is the touching of the Holy Spirit.
并且神是很明显的在那里。 用手指把那个样式也活出来。
But very clearly, the Lord was there to use His hand to write all these things down.
那弟兄姊妹，现在我们就懂了。
So my sisters, now we understand.
那为什么是大卫来安排这么一些呢？
So why is that that it's David to make all the arrangements?
不是因为他是君王。
It's not because he's the king.
乃是因为他是合神心意的那个人。
But because he's the one who pleases God's heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我们从圣经里边听见神说提到大卫的时候，说他是合他心意的这样的记载，有好几处是吧？
In the Bible, there are several places that mention David is someone who pleases the heart of the Lord.
不单是说到他是合神的心意。
Not only does he please the heart of the Lord.
同时也在使徒行传里头也在那给他一个很明确的评语。
Also in the book of Acts, there's a very clear comment about him.
说大卫照着神的旨意服侍了那世代的人。
That says David, according to God's will, to serve the people of his generation.
就睡了。
And then he slept.
用这么我们看到这许许多多的话的时候。
Versus when we read all these words.
我们就看到一个问题来。
Then we see this one issue.
原来神是用着大卫来安排这一切。侍奉敬拜神的事，或者说是在那里说明这个侍奉敬拜神的事。
That is God who uses David to express all these matters about services and worshiping.
主要不是因为他是做君王。
It's not mainly because he's the king.
而主要是因为他和神中间交通的紧密。
It's mainly because he has a close fellowship with
God. 他是一个在神面前很迫切寻求神的人。
He is the one who longs after the Lord.
在他和神的交通的中间，神就把神心里头的那一些个心思、意念、想法全都告诉他。
That within the fellowship of him and the Lord, that the Lord revealed to him all his hearts and thoughts and will.
那大卫就把神的那个心意发表出来。
So David could express God's heart.
事情就是这样定下来。
And the matters are settled.
当然你说那与他做君王没有一点关联吗？
And then you would say, does it not have to do with the fact that he's the king?
有。
It has some relationship.
但是不是最突出。
But it's not the most obvious.
因为在以色列人中间做君王的人多了。
Because among the Israelites, there are many kings.
但是只有大卫一个人做这个事。
But only David was the one who did this.
连所罗门神也没有用他做这个事。
Even Solomon, God did not use him to do this.
这就值得我们去注意了。
So that deserves our attention.
但是你说那这样跟他王不王是没有什么问题了。
So you might say it has nothing to do with whether he's the king.
是有一点问题。
He has some relationship.
当然这个我们要拐一个弯。
But then we have to turn a corner.
刚才我们跑回创世纪里头去的时候，就是为这个原因。
And this is the reason why we went back to the book of Genesis before.
是借着大卫把这一些是安排来表达神是那一个创始又成终的。
So this is through all the arrangement of David to express God is there to begin and to end.
所以感谢赞美我们的主。
So we praise and thank our God.
在大卫安排这一切的属灵上的服事的事情上。
So among all the arrangement of David in this spiritual service.
给我们看到一件很明确的事情。
It let us see a very clear fact.
因为这一切的安排。
And because of all these arrangements.
乃是根据神的所示而做出来的。
They are based on who God is.
是让人知道如何准确的活在神的所示的这一个事实里。
So that man can know how to live accurately before the Lord according to who he is.
这也有点和最近我们在圣伯诺这边交通基督因信住在我们里面的那一个点是有相合的地方。
And it has some relationship with what we've been fellowshipping in San Bruno that that the Lord lives in us by faith?
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
那我们看，因此在当日我们看到是大卫在以色列人中间把他们带进侍奉敬拜的里。
So among those days, David was the one who brings the Israelites into worshiping and serving. And today, in God's church, that God let us learn the lesson of exalting Christ.
就是在同一个原则的里头来显明神所要做的。
It's under the same principle to express what God wants to do.
那好了，在这件事上面，我们暂时做一个停一停在这里。
So we will put a stop here on this.
然后我们就接上去。
And then we'll continue.
我们要问的。
And we have to ask this.
大卫怎么能知道这些事？
How could David know all these things?
因为我们从十六章的里头。
Because in chapter 16,
我们还看到一件事情是非常严肃的。
We can see another matter that's very solemn.
是什么事？
And what is that matter?
弟兄姊妹，我不知道大家有没有这样的一个感觉。
My sisters, I don't know if you have this feeling.
神的百姓在神的面前懂得敬拜神是从什么时候开始？
That God's people know how to worship God, when does it start?
也许我们会想到过红海以后米利安带领着以色列中的妇女在那里唱歌赞美神。
Maybe we'll think of the fact that after the Israelites crossed the Red Sea that Miriam led the women to worship, to sing praises to the Lord.
当然我们承认那里头是一个赞美。
We acknowledge that's a praise. That's a praise.
但是我们说，在以色列人中间，他们来到神的面前，是确定一个事实：神是配受敬拜的，神是该得敬拜的。从什么时候开始
？But we say that the Israelites, when did they acknowledge that the Lord is worthy of worship, to be worshipped? When does it start?
如果我没有领会错的话
If I understand it correctly,
那就从十六章开始
Which will begin in chapter 16
很明显
Very obviously
整体的
As a corporate
有秩序的
In order
有规矩的
According to the rules
在十六章开始
It begins in chapter 16
那当然严格说起来就又十六章是跟着十五章那里了不过十六章呢我们就看很清楚的看见那一个安排
Strictly speaking, chapter 16 it follows chapter 15 but very, in general, concretely, it starts in chapter 16
那弟兄姊妹我们一同来留意这个事情
let us all look at this
我盼望我没有看错
I hope that I am not making a mistake here
但是我不敢说我一定是看得对
But I'm not positive would I not say it positively that I'm absolutely right
但是到目前为止我里面很清楚的看到在会幕里头以色列人和神的关系是求恩典的关系。
But up to today, I can see very clearly within the tabernacle, the relationship between the people and the Lord is the one that seek after blessing.
是人向神有所求。
Is that man has request before the Lord?
那弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Verses take note.
燔祭。
The burnt offering.
我要寻求神的喜悦。
That I want to seek after the pleasure of the Lord.
我不愿意神不喜欢我
that I'm not willing to have the Lord not like me
求恩典
to seek for mercy
受祭
the grain offering
真愿意我能在神面前活得合神的心意
that I'm willing to live a life that's pleasing to God
但是我没有办法
but I don't have a way
我就凭着受祭来上神求怜悯
So through the grain offering, I'm seeking the Lord's mercy.
平安祭
The peace offering.
那 就和享用恩典更明显更直接的关系。
It's also more obvious that to enjoy the grace of the Lord.
赎罪祭属天祭。
And the sin offering. And the guilt offering.
比平安祭还要明确。
Compared to the peace offering, it's more obvious.
神啊，赦免我。
That God forgive me.
不要定我的罪。
Do not condemn me.
弟兄姊妹们，你看。
Brothers and sisters, you can see this.
在会幕的时候。
In the times of the tabernacle.
在大卫十六章以前。
Before chapter 16.
你看到以色列人在神的面前，他们所做的都是停留在这个阶段。
You can see that all that's done by the Israelites, they stop at this stage.
但是你留意十六章。
But if you look at chapter 16,
十六章里边一个相当的部分是大卫和那个利未人所唱的诗歌。
A great part of it is the hymns sung by David.
我们就从那里头看到一些个东西来了。
And then we can see something here.
什么东西呢？
And what is this?
是十六章大卫做了这个安排的时候。
In chapter 16, after David made his arrangement,
在寻求神的事上提升到敬拜神的这一个点上。
That in the matter of the he has led the Israelites to the point that they are worshiping the Lord.
那我先念一处。给弟兄姊妹们来留意。
Let me first read some verses for brothers and sisters.
那是第七节了。
Verse 7.
那日大卫初次见亚撒和他的弟兄，以诗歌称颂耶和华，说：“你们要称谢耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为，要向他唱诗歌，唱诗歌颂。”谈论他一些奇妙的作为，要以他的圣名夸耀。寻求耶和华的人心中应当欢喜，要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
That day David first committed to Asaph and his associates this psalm of thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done.Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里你看到什么？
Francis, what do you see here?
那是在这，他们是在寻求神。
They are there to seek after the Lord.
他们在诉说神的作为。
They're telling the Lord's deed.
就是停留在这样这一个范围里。
And this is the area they're in.
寻求神。
To seek the Lord.
述说他的作为。
Tell of his wonderful deeds.
承认他为我们做了大事。
To acknowledge that he has done wonderful things for us.
那整个的来说。
As a whole.
那是在一个求问，或者说求恩典，求恩的这样的一个光景里。
It's in a condition where they're seeking grace from the Lord.
从会幕的时候开始。
From the time of the tabernacle.
一直到这个时候。
Until this time.
以色列人他们在神面前所表达的几乎都是这个样子。
What the Israelites express to the Lord is like this condition.
献祭是为了求平安。
To offering sacrifices to seek peace.
献祭是为了打胜仗。
To offer sacrifice is in order to gain victory in battle.
弟兄姊妹记得那个约柜被掳到非利士人那里去的那一次，他们做这些个动作，不是就是为了要叫我们能把敌人打垮吗？
When the ark was taken to the Philistines, they did all these things, isn't it only for to gain victory in the battle?
如果我们看到这个，
If we see this,
那我们在往下看的时候，
And when we continue,
你就看到大卫在十六章的里面就把以色列人他们在神面前的心思带往前一步，或是说带往带高一步了。
then you can see David has brought the hearts of the Israelites, brought them forth or higher. We can say this.
那我们从二十三节来留意。
And we'll look at verse 23.
全地都要向耶和华歌唱，天天传扬他的救恩，在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上，当受敬畏。
Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods.
外邦的神都属虚无，唯独耶和华创造诸天，有尊荣和威严在他面前，有能力和喜乐在他圣所。民中的万族啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，都归给耶和华，要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，拿公物来奉到他面前，当以圣洁的装饰来敬拜耶和华。
For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him, strength and joy in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness.
那我们只是看到这里。
We'll stop here.
你很显然看到刚才我们所读的那一段话和这一段话来比较的话。
So very clearly, when you compare what we read before and these passages,
很清楚你看到那个那个不一样的地方在哪。
You can very clearly see the difference.
都是向着神。
It's all toward God.
但是在这里是等候神。
But here is to wait upon the Lord.
等候神的恩典的显明。
Wait upon the manifestation of His grace.
在后边的那里呢？
But for the letter,
it's
also to wait on the Lord. But it's to wait to worship Him. What is it, do you see?
是高了一层。
It's ascended higher.
那我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那如果弟兄姊妹们，你稍微留意诗篇。
If you pay attention to the Psalms, brothers and sisters,
自从圣殿建造了以后，
After the temple was built,
你看到在那些诗篇的里边呢？
You can see among those psalms.
你看诗篇的那个内容，绝大部分都是敬拜的成分。
You can see most of the psalms is about worship.
如果你把诗篇从开头看到末了，
If you read the psalms from the beginning to the end,
你看到从第一篇开始一直到当中吧。三分一左右的时候，四十几章吧，四十几篇。
You can see from chapter 1 to chapter 40 something.
你很清楚看到，都是人在那个困苦的里面，转过来仰望神。
You can see this man in the midst of difficulties turn around to look upon to the Lord.
在那里等候神的拯救。
And to wait for the Lord's salvation.
在那里仰望神的怜悯。
And to look upon His mercy.
但是大概当中一直到末了。
But from the middle until the end.
你很显然就看到那个诗篇的那个属灵的那个光景就一直是往上去了。
And you can see the spiritual condition is ascending.
不要说到上行诗了。
Not to mention the Psalms of
the 在上行诗以前就已经给我们接触到这样的一种光景。
And we can touch upon this condition even before the Psalms of
the 那么你跑到最幕后的那几篇
If you go to the very last few chapters
在旧约的那个日子里头
with, Among the days of the Old Testament
那是把敬拜带到最高点了
Which is to bring worship to the highest point
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们要留意到。
Well, we need to pay attention to.
大卫给称为他按照神的旨意服侍了那一个世代的人就睡了。
David was commended as someone who served his nation according to God's will and he slept.
他怎么按照神的旨意服侍那个世代的人？
How did he serve the people of his generation according to God's will?
那神的旨意在人的中间显明，那个内容究竟又是什么呢？
What is the context of God's will among people?
神用大卫不是单单在他管理他的百姓，叫他百姓 做好人。
God used David not only for him to manage his people, for them to be all good people.
大卫在神的百姓中间所做出来的最明显的是把以色列带进敬拜里。
What David has done among God's people, the most obvious point is that he brought them into worship.
弟兄姊妹可以很清楚地了解这一点。
Brothers and sisters, you can understand it very clearly.
神在这个万有的里头什么都不缺。
That God does not lack anything among all.
因为万有都是本于他。
Because all is based on, is from him.
也都要归于他。
And it will be, they will be to him.
但是神在现在的宇宙的中间。
But among the universe.
或者在现在的万有的里头。
Among all creation.
神缺一样事物。
That God is lacking of one thing.
那是他的所事毫无保留的给万有来接受。
That who he is accepted by his creation without reservation.
所以 神在创世纪人堕落以后一直做工做工做到现在做到将来新天新地出现，神一直是围绕着这一个点来做他的工。
So God continued to work from the fall of man in Genesis until the new heaven and new earth.
所以我们读以弗所书的时候我们就读到、叫、万有都要在基督里同归于。
So when we read the book of Ephesians, we see this, that it says that all will sum up in one in Christ.
这个是神那个的心意。
This is the heart of God.
神说大卫是照着神的心意去服侍那个时代的人。
God said that David served the people of his generation according to his will.
就睡。
And he slept.
那他怎么照着神的心意来服侍那个世代的人？
How did he serve his people, the people of his generation according to God's will?
在历代志上我们就看得很清楚。
And we can see this very clearly in the First Chronicles.
我再重复又重复的再提这一点。
Let me repeat this again and again.
历代志里边所提到的各样事情在撒母耳记上下几乎都提到。
So all the things that's mentioned in the First Chronicles is almost all of them are mentioned in First and Second Samuel.
但是很清楚的你从撒母耳记向上下那边所看见的是历史的表面。
But from the First and Second Samuels you can only see the surface of the history.
但是到了历代志的时候呢
But when you come to the book of the Chronicles,
你是看见那个历史的实质。
You can see the reality, the essence of the history.
或者说你看到那个历史的起因和结局。
Or you can say that is the reason or the result of the history.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那大卫按照神的心意服侍那个时代的人。
David, according to God's will to serve people of his generation, that he was remembered by God.
乃是从一面来说，他是带进了国度。
On one hand, he has brought forth the kingdom.
从另一面来说，他预备了圣殿的建造。
On the other hand, he has prepared the building of the temple.
这个预备圣殿的建造是包括圣殿里头所有侍奉敬拜的安排。
The preparation of the building of the temple includes all the arrangement of the service and the worship.
现在我们要来问。
So now we have this question.
为什么大卫能这样？
How could David be like this?
我们说大卫他不是没有残缺的人。
We say that David is not someone without shortcomings.
他有许多的残缺。
He has lots of shortcomings.
神的话也没有给他隐瞒。
The words of the Lord did not hide this.
但是他在神面前却是被神纪念的。
But before the Lord, he was remembered.
很深的纪念。
It's a deep remembering.
原因在哪？
And what's the reason?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们不能不说。
We have to say this.
大卫所以能这样领会神的心思， 又把神的百姓带进神的心思。
That David could understand the heart of the Lord and that he can bring the people into the heart of the Lord.
因为大卫是一个常常与神有交通的人。
It's because David is someone who has fellowship with the Lord often.
所以神是向着他是没有什么隐藏。
So the Lord toward him has nothing to hide.
弟兄姊妹，你记得诗篇上那一句话。
My sister, you might remember these words in the Psalms.
是谁把它发表出来的？
Who is there to express him?
耶和华与敬畏他的人当中没有秘密。
That's no secret between the Lord and those who fear him.
弟兄姊妹记得这诗篇上的这个话。
Francis, do you remember these words in the Psalms?
啊，这个是在二十五篇。我们中文翻就是不是这样翻出来的，不过那个意思是这样的。
Chapter 25? Or Psalm 25?
好像不是。哦，对对对，十二节。
Verse 12.
谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必使他当选择的道路。
Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him.
十四节。
Verse 14.
耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them.
那这个特别是二十四节。
Especially verse 14.
如果准确的把它翻出来。
If we translate accurately.
耶和华对敬畏他的人没有秘密。
The Lord has no secret for those who fear him.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
But sisters, you can see this.
为什么大卫能知道这许多？
How could David know all these?
为什么大卫在诗篇上能发表出这样的一个事实？
That how could David express such a thing in the Psalms?
这个是他的经历。
This is his experience.
这个是他的与神交通紧密的结果。
And this is a result of his tight fellowship with the Lord.
我们感谢我们的。
We thank our Lord.
这确实是给我们一个很明显的光照。
And indeed, this is a great enlightenment to us.
我们一定要看准，大卫不是因为他做王，所以他为侍奉敬拜神的事情做了那许许多多的定位。
So we have to see very clearly, it's not because David was the king that he could make all this arrangement about worshiping and service.
乃是因为他在神面前活得准确，活得对。
But it's because he was living accurately before the Lord.
神把他的心意毫无保留的都倒给大卫。
That God pours forth his heart toward David without reservation.
大卫就把神的那个心思发表出来。
And David could express God's heart.
发表神的所是。
And express who God was.
和神的所做。
And who, what he does.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
那好了，我们交通的这个部分到这里要告一个段落。
So we'll stop the sharing of this part here.
然后我请弟兄姊妹们要注意十六章底下的一些事情。
So now I would like to ask Francis to pay attention to the latter half of chapter 16.
那大卫当年是这样安排的，帐幕里头的服事以后。
So after David made all this arrangement within the temple about service.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意我用的那个词哈。
Francis, pay attention to the words I use.
我没有说他在会幕里头做的安排。
I didn't say that he made the arrangement in the temple.
In the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm. 我
是说他是在帐幕里 tent.
And what I'm saying is in the tent.
弟兄姊妹 tabernacle, 这个会幕是特别指着摩西建造的那个会幕。
The tabernacle is specifically about the tabernacle built by Moses.
但是圣经里面说的帐幕的时候就不是指着那一个。
But when the Bible mentions the tent, it's not about that tabernacle.
没有建造会幕以前，摩西已经与神交通，有一个帐幕特别在那里设立。
Before the building of the tabernacle, Moses already had the fellowship of the Lord about a tent.
所以圣经就说那个是帐幕。
So the Bible says it's a tent.
等到会幕建造好的时候，那个叫做会幕。
So after the tabernacle was built, it was called the tabernacle.
那现在呢，弟兄姊妹你注意了。
So now, brothers and sisters, take note.
当大卫安排好这个在帐幕里头的服事的时候。
After David has made all the arrangement about the service in the tent.
在以色列人中间。
Among the Israelites.
有一个事情好像是明显了，但是。又是残缺。
That's a matter that's obvious, but there's still some lacking to it.
这个我们以前轻轻提过，但是没有那么明确的指出。
We have mentioned it lightly before, but we did not point it out clearly.
我们说当年。
We said at that time.
为了跟腓力斯人打仗，把约柜从示罗的会幕里头抬出来以后。
After they moved the ark from the tabernacle in Shiloh.
约柜就一直没有再回到会幕。
The ark did not return to the tabernacle.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个事情是很有意思的。
And this is very meaningful, by the way.
我们常常都提了，如果一个没有约柜的会幕，那个会幕是空的。
We often mention that a tabernacle without the ark is an empty tabernacle.
当然这个是在旧约那一个的预表的成分很浓厚的日子，我们是这样说。
And we say this because it's a type in the Old Testament.
因为在旧约里头一切都是按照那些预表的物事物来表达神的心思。
Because in the Old Testament, all matters are a types.
会幕对不起，约会不在会幕里。
When the ark was not in the tabernacle,
那个会幕仍然是从外面来看仍然是原装的会幕。
Outwardly, the tabernacle was still the tabernacle.
但实际呢？
But in reality,
没有约柜。
There was no ark.
你说没有约柜那么严重吗？
You said, isn't it that serious that you do not have an ark in
the tabernacle? 问题就是我们怎么看这个约柜。
So it has to do with how we look at the ark.
如果你只是说，那就是一个约柜，就是一个物件，那当然没什么。
And if you look at the ark as an object, that would be no problem.
但是如果你看到这个约柜就是神的座位。
But if you see the ark is a throne of the seat of the Lord, it's his throne.
神坐在哪里？
That God sits there.
坐在哪里做什么呢？
And what is he sitting there for?
对神自己来说，他这个是他的居所。
For God himself is his dwelling place that he rests there.
对神的百姓来说，
For God's people,
这是神与我们同在的那个。那个记号。
This is a symbol of God's presence.
如果你看到是这样的一件事情。
If you see it like this.
一个会幕没有了约柜，那你说这算是什么？
So a tabernacle without the ark, what would you say that is?
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是一个只有外壳的会幕。
So this is only the shell of the tabernacle.
没有实际的会幕。
There's no reality to it.
那这一个是有等于没有。
So it's as if there's no tabernacle there.
我想弟兄姊妹能懂这一个。
I think brothers and sisters would understand this.
就如今天的基督教。
Just like today's Christianity.
如果这个一个基督称为基督教会的没有基督的位置在哪里？
If a so-called Christian church does not have a position for Christ,
没有让基督在那里统管。
It's not reigned by Christ.
那这个基督教是一个空的。
So this Christianity is just empty.
我不扯那么远。
That I won't go too far.
回到十六章。
And I'll come back to chapter 16.
现在我们看到。
Now we can see.
十五章的时候，大卫就把约柜从俄别以东的家运到耶路撒冷。
That in chapter 15, David took the ark from Obed-Edom back to Jerusalem.
那么现在约柜是在耶路撒冷。
So the ark now is in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是以色列国的京城。
And Jerusalem is the capital of
Israel. 也是称为神名下的地方。
And it's the place belongs
to God. 现在约柜已经回到称为神名下的地方。
So the ark is back to the place under God's name.
这是大事。
This is a great matter.
但是你看十六章幕后的那个时候。
But if you look at the end of chapter 16,
耶和华的帐幕仍然留在基遍。
That the tabernacle of the Lord is still at Gibeons.
那圣经中你就看到一件事了。
So, brothers and sisters, you can see this.
整个的服事一部分是在耶路撒冷。
The entire ministry, part of it is in Jerusalem.
又一部分是在基甸。
And part of it is in Gibeon.
那如果你从外表来看，都是在那里服事。
If you look at it outwardly, they are all worship or service.
但是在神的见证上面来说。
But in God's testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一个什么？
Princess, what do you see here?
神的见证给撕开了。
That the testimony of God is torn apart.
耶路撒冷有耶路撒冷的一份。
Jerusalem has a share.
基甸有基甸的一份。
And Gibeon has its own share.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个不正常的光景。
Princess, this is not normal.
大卫把约柜引回耶路撒冷。
When David took the ark back to Jerusalem.
是一件好事。
That was a good thing.
但是他在这一个时刻
But at that time,
在神的见证上面还是留着一些的缺陷。
That there's still some lacking in the testimony of the Lord.
是非常非常不合宜的。
It's not appropriate.
这个光景留在那里有多久呢？
And how long did this condition last?
也蛮多了，也蛮久了。
It's for a long while.
也不是一年两年的。
It's longer than a year or two.
有二三十年的。
It's more than 20 some years.
但是神没有在这个事情上面焦急。
But God was not anxious about this matter.
虽然在神的鉴察的里边，神的见证在以色列中是有了。
So under God's watching, the testimony of the Lord has some lacking among the Israelites.
但是神好像没有很焦急的要带领大卫解决这个问题。
But it's as if God was not anxious to lead David to solve this matter.
但是不等于说神不给大卫留意到这件事。
But it doesn't mean that God did not let David see this matter.
这的确是不是一件美事。
It's not a good thing here.
神的见证不够不能完全。
That,
那是的确不是一个美事。
That the testimony of the Lord is not perfect, it's not a good thing.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神没有让这个事情永远停留。
That God did not let this matter stay at this condition forever.
虽然我们今天没有，不会进到十七章。
So even though today we're not going to chapter 17.
但是我们可以看看十七章第一节。
But we can look at verse 1 of chapter 17.
大卫住在自己宫中，对先知拿单说：“看哪，我住在山伯木的宫中。”耶和华的约柜反在幔子里。
After David was settled in his palace, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am living in the palace of cedar, while the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under a tent."
大卫什么时候住在自己的宫里啊？
When did David live in his own palace?
我们记得十四章的时候。
In chapter 14,
推罗王把那个山伯木送到这边来给他建造宫殿。
That the king of Tyre sent the cedar logs to David to build a palace.
所以经过若干年，我们不知道多少年，经过若干年，大卫的王宫建好了。
So after some years, we don't know how long that his palace was built.
大卫也搬进王宫里面去住了。
And David moved into the palace to live there.
当他一住进王宫里的时候。
So after he settled into the palace.
他里边就有一个感觉很强烈。
And he has this strong feeling within.
我住在王宫里。
That I live in a palace.
神的约柜却留在帐幕里。
But the ark of the Lord is under a tent.
这怎么可以呢？
How could that be?
这个不行。
We cannot do this.
那他就对拿单说的这个话。
So he said to Nathan these words.
他说这个话的目的是什么？
So what is the purpose of him saying these words?
从下文我们很清楚的知道。
And from what follows we can see very clearly.
拿单一听也知道。
And Nathan, once he heard it, he understood. That is, David wished to build a temple for the Lord. So that the ark can have an appropriate place to place. To put it more clearly. So that God's testimony can be manifested completely. We thank God. That David had this heart. It has a lot to do with in the end of chapter 16 that the fact that the tabernacle and the ark they were not in the same place. And because of this, David had this feeling inside. Why would he have this feeling?
如果是不和，不是与神有很密的交通的。
If it wasn't for someone who has a close fellowship with the Lord, he would not have this feeling. Because of this close fellowship with the Lord, his spirit was very alert. That he could understand God's feeling. Indeed, we thank God. So, brothers, we can see very clearly.
如果你看撒母耳记下,
if you see second, if you look at Second Samuel,
里面的那个情形的记录,
you could not see all these recording of what's inside.
你没有看，你只是看见大卫就起意要为神建造圣殿.
You could only see that David has this heart to build a temple for the Lord.
但是在历代志的里头，你就看到了.
But in the Chronicles, you could see this. Because God has brought him from seeking grace to worship.
So
he knows who God is. So he was brought a step further that he's willing to satisfy God's heart. That God's testimony can be manifested more completely among men. We thank God. So from here on, in the book of the Chronicles, we can see is how David wished to bring forth the perfect testimony among God's people. We thank the Lord. That he raised up David at that time to bring forth his will among men. So today, we who have received His grace and we are under His Son's name, should we not let God bring us into this close fellowship and so that we can understand His feelings?
We pray to God, through His Spirit and His Word, in our midst.
May God use His Spirit and His words to speak more clearly within us. So that in this generation, we can serve the people of a generation according to His will. May God have grace and mercy on us.
And
we'll end our fellowship tonight.